I have a couple of special guests joining me right now from the Mexico Senior Center. The Executive Director, Ione Bickle, on the Mexico Senior Center Board, Mr. Alan York. And good morning to you guys.
Good morning, Matt.
Morning.
Glad to have you guys in here. We want to talk a little bit about a fundraiser that's going to be going on tomorrow. It's at Moser's parking lot. Ione, I want you to kind of talk a little bit about this. It's a barbecue, and it's for a need over at the Mexico Senior Center.
Yes, we find ourselves needing to have fundraisers right now. We're going to be putting in a walk-in refrigerator, which hopefully they're going to put it in this week, and we are $2,900 short. So we are trying to raise this money. We've had a lot of help from the Lions Club and Griffin Family Foundation, Consolidated Electric. Private individuals have given us money. We're really fortunate. So far, we've raised over $900-some of our $2,900. So we're doing great. But we're having a barbecue. So everybody needs to come out and help us to raise this money. We really appreciate it.
Who's doing the barbecue? And Alan, are you going to be on the grill tomorrow?
No, Eric, what's his last name?
Kurtz.
Yeah, it's his grill, and he's going to do the cooking. It's on the 4th, which is tomorrow, and we're starting at 10:30, and we'll go till we run out or we don't have any customers, whichever comes first.
I see.
And we're going to have hamburgers, hot dogs, pork burgers, and she's got some prices here.
Yes, the prices, everybody's asking what are the prices, and we just got them confirmed this morning. A pork burger sandwich is going to be $5. A barbecue burger, or not barbecued, is $5. A cheeseburger is $5.50. A big hot dog, which they got some large hot dogs, are going to be $4. A little hot dog, more of a kid size, is $2. And if you want a meal deal, you can add $2 to those prices. And with the meal deal would be potato chips, a soda, and a bag of homemade cookies.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's well worth it in itself. You had me at cookies, Ione. I'm just going to tell you that.
I should have brought you a couple. No. We made them this morning, so yes.
So they're made, and they're ready to be served. It happens at 10:30 tomorrow. So come on out to the Moser's parking lot at 10:30 until they run out of food there. What else do we need to know about this, Ione?
Well, we're also going to have another fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
On June the 24th, we're going to have a dance at the VFW.
Okay.
And the Big Q, Quentin Gilpin, and his band are going to be there. And I think it's going to be an amazing time. It'll start at 6:30, and it'll go to 10 o'clock. Don't ask me prices. We haven't decided anything yet. We don't know any more yet. We're just in the planning stages. But I'm all excited about it. You know, we don't have a whole lot of these kind of fundraisers, and this is getting the community involved with us. You know, I went through the dining room yesterday, and I told everybody at the time, we had collected $77 so far. Mm-hmm. And I told everybody. Then people started hollering, Ione, come to my table, I got some money. And I mean, I went all over there until we're over $900-some now.
That's awesome.
Oh, I was really surprised, yeah. It was very touching.
Alan, are you going to sing at this, whenever Big Q and his band comes over? Are you going to get up on the mic and do a little singing?
Probably not. They don't pay enough.
They don't.
Matt, I want to tell you one more thing we're going to have, too, at the dance, okay, for the board members only. You can pay to dance with the board member, okay? Everybody can dance, but you can pay to dance with the board member. The board member who gets the least amount of money at the end of the dance gets a pie on their face.
Uh-oh. And Alan didn't know about this. He looked surprised.
No, he knows about this.
Okay.
He just scared it's going to be him. But the one who gets the most dance money will be putting the pie in the other board member's face.
That'll be fun.
It'll be fun. And if somebody wants to pay enough and has a vendetta against Alan York, come and I'm sure for a price we could put pies in his face all night long if we want to.
Oh,
or any other board member that would be willing to do that. Yeah, that'd be great.
That will be awesome. If people want to make a donation and they can't necessarily come to the barbecue tomorrow or the dance, is there a place that they can go and do that?
Sure, just come by the Mexico Senior Center, and we appreciate any donation anybody wants to make.
All right.
Yes.
Is there a time frame as to when you would like to have this money raised, or is it...
The sooner the better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaving it open right now, but we hope to get as soon as possible. Like I said, Tuesday, they're going to have our walk-in put in.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if it's going to be up and running yet or not, and Mummins is doing that for us.
Very nice.
Yes.
All right. Well, Alan?
I'd like to mention a couple things. We needed this cooler bad because... We picked up Callaway County, too, besides Audrain County, that we're delivering home-delivered meals to, homebound people, and all this. And down at the center, you can get a hot meal, $5, and that's a
contribution.
And we turn nobody away. If you can't pay, we feed you. I mean, nobody goes hungry.
And it's good food. Let me just tell you, because really I've come through there several times, and it always looks good and it smells good.
We had lasagna yesterday. It's some of the best I ever ate.
Wow. Oh, wow. Wow, Tara's going to love that. Yeah. Tara Hannon's our head cook down there. Yeah, she does a great job. Yeah, and they really enjoy her food, definitely. But Alan's completely right. Ever since I've been at the Senior Center over 20 years, we have needed a walk-in refrigerator. And now the need is even greater. So we're very excited about getting this. Very excited.
Well, I want to wish you the best of luck, and hopefully you have a good turnout for the barbecue fundraiser and for the dance fundraiser. And I want to thank you guys for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.